News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update from the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen. Let's first review the blood drive. How'd that go?
Oh, it went pretty good. Pretty good. We didn't get as much as we would like, but we did get enough. We got 21 units, one plasma, a couple of double cell, you know, red cells. So it turned out pretty good.
Of course, the main theme was whether it was going to be the police department or the fire department that won the bet.
Right. And we retain our bragging rights, I have to say. We had 19 people show up for the police department and only 3 for the fire department. Sad.
So what does the police department get out of that deal?
Not a thing. I wish we got something out of it, but it's more just the bragging rights. So.
Well, let's give the shout out to those who did participate then. Let's move on to Halloween. There's been a little campaign going on by the local law enforcement agencies to try to consolidate trick-or-treating hours.
Correct. We are, along with College Station and the A&M and Brazos County Sheriff's Office, are encouraging preferred hours from 6 to 8 p.m. Doesn't mean it's a law. Doesn't mean we're restricting anybody. We are just asking that they try to consolidate their trick-or-treating between 6 and 8 just to assist patrol in being more concise on child safety. It also allows those kids, you know, I mean, kids and families, they have to work the next day. So it allows them to unwind, you know, and get to sleep in a timely manner or take care of those last-minute things before the end of the day.
Every year, law enforcement has a whole laundry list of reminders for parents and for the trick-or-treaters. What are the most important things that everybody needs to remember?
Some of the highlights on those for the parents that are taking their children trick-or-treating is be visible. Whether it be carry a flashlight, use reflective material in the clothes, or carry the little glow sticks. Also, check the treats when you get home. Don't let your child snack on them during the trick-or-treat route. Get home, check through the treats, make sure there's nothing unwrapped. You don't want to take any type of beverages or anything like that. And for the residents, my tips to them is if they don't want to participate in this holiday, to turn your porch light off, because every trick-or-treater knows, if the porch light is on, I'm going to knock on that door. So if you don't want people knocking on your door, shut your lights off. And also remove things from your porch that might get broken. And don't use any open flames. And my biggest message is to all those people who are driving, make sure all night, tomorrow night, to watch out for those little ones. We don't want anyone getting hurt tomorrow. We want everyone to have a safe and fun Halloween.
Visiting with Kelly McKeithen and the Bryan Police Department, let's look ahead to some other things that are going on.
Yes, Friday. We are having the United Way cookout at Suhazel Park. It's a lunchtime event, so it's from 11 to 1. And you can come out and get a hamburger, cheeseburger, chips, cookie, and a drink for $5. I mean, where can you go eat a whole meal for $5? Not very many places. So, and this has a park, so you can, you know, kids can play, or you can just sit in the shade and have your, you know, your food. They're also going to be auctioning off some desserts. They're having a contest for the city employees and the BTU employees. We're cooking desserts and entering them in a contest, and then after they do their little taste test, then they're going to auction off those items. And all the proceeds will benefit our community through the United Way. So it's a good event, and I encourage everybody to come out and help support.
And give me the day and the time again.
It is this Friday from 11 to 1 at Suhazel Park.
Very good. And let's move on to something else I know you wanted to start teasing about, but burglaries are really no teasing matter, and I've already seen the holiday displays up at local retailers, so they're ready for holiday shopping, and obviously burglars are too.
Very much so. This is the season. Everybody's getting, you know, some people like to get their shopping in early. We also have a lot of college students who, you know, may be getting close to going home for the holidays. And we get a little lax about this time of year. So we need to just remind everybody to hide your anything that's in your car. Don't leave a purse in your car. Don't leave your cell phone sitting on the console. Make sure you lock those things in your trunk or put them out of view. And the number one thing is lock your cars. I mean, a lot of our burglaries are from unlocked cars. So we just want to remind everybody to lock up your cars and hide your items.
obviously burglars go for the easiest targets, and keeping it locked and keeping it hidden are two ways to be effective.
Definitely, because breaking a window, that you know, they don't want to do that. They will do it if they see your stuff, but they don't want to because that brings attention to them. So they're going to check your car first to see if it's locked.
Well, hopefully that will help prevent a few things from happening in that realm.
Yes, definitely.
Anything else for this week?
Well, I can give you some traffic locations this week. Our traffic units will be right over near Bryan High, where all the construction is in front of Bryan High, 1800 Briarcrest. So slow down in that area. Make sure you're watching out for those construction workers. The other area would be 3800 Copperfield, right there at the Bowen Elementary. That's a school zone. So make sure you slow down, and during school hours or the school zone hours, slow down to 20 miles an hour. And stay off your cell phone.
I was just going to say.
We know that's John Agnew's, you know, deal. He gets in a rant for that, doesn't he?
Certainly, and I bet you're picking up on that pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
For sure. And again, thanks as always for the update.
You're welcome.
Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.